Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Itching down a memory with a song above my head, wishing I was someone else, wishing I was dead. Time to forget about the tender loving thing she said. Got a dollar bill to take me where I wanna go. Maybe I could steal her right down to Mexico. Maybe I'll forget about a certain girl I used to know.
Hello, Gene in Cologne. This is Cliff. Can you hear me?
Hello.
That was the Arizona Swamp Company on Parlophone Records with Tennessee Woman, one of 69 singles this particular week, the 1st of May, 1970.
One thing I found out about them, they were also known as the Nashville Teens.
Ah.
Who produced that record, Tobacco Road, if you remember that. They sometimes did cover versions under Arizona Swamp Company.
They
switched the name around.
Yes, they modernised themselves for the super hyper 1970s, of the 70s. We began with the Music Doctors on Jaydan Records, a subsidiary of Trojan. It was called Wild Bunch, but you could just about recognise that it was the reggae dub version of Jackson 5's I Want You Back.
Yeah. I thought it was, when it started, thought it was going to be them.
It deteriorated more and more into a kind of a dub mix, didn't it? Let's listen to the B-side from the Arizona Swamp Company. This is called Train Keeps Her Rolling. I think we're going to know this one.
Cincinnati, Albuquerque, down in Mexico, this train is rolling.
you're puzzling as to where you might have heard Train Keeps Rolling before, pretty certain it was in that film called Blow Up, and it was performed by the Yardbirds. And at the time, the lineup, pretty certain in the film, it was Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page.
Yeah, I was just reading they did the Nashville Teens, aka whatever it was, Arizona Swamp Company
is what we just heard.
They did a lot of backing on bands with bands like the Yardbirds and various other things in their time.
Yeah,
they never really made, apart from Tobacco Road, they were never really successful.
No,
I don't think.
No,
they're still going. They're still around. What's left and remnants of what left of them.
Yeah. Should you be puzzling out there in radio land as to why we sound so disjointed, Les Newman and myself, Chris Bent, it's because of the lockdown. We are not in the same room whatsoever. It's like all of these things you're seeing on the television now, where people are performing for the news from their bedrooms, and they've got they also have a massive bookcase. We're showing they've got erudite tastes. They must have spent a fortune buying those books off eBay in the past couple of weeks.
And a proper bookcase to put
them. Yes. None of that with Les and I. We just muddle on through.
We are as we are. You take us as you find us.
So you're listening.
And greetings, listeners, again. And I hope you're enjoying or listening to our musings as we ramble on.
Every week. And every week. We
hope we can bring some a bit of sunshine into this otherwise dreary world of lockdown.
We seem to do the same programme every week, but it's a different box of 45s every time we do this show, and this week is no exception. It's the new singles on sale from the 1st of May 1970, and yes, that was indeed the Arizona Swamp Company. We're just about to listen to Sir Washington on Big Chief Records, and this is called Apollo 13, kind of cashing in, I suppose.
Yes.
This is Apollo 13. Moon target. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off! Apollo 13, do the moon twist, do the moon dance. Apollo 13, Apollo 13, do the moon dance, do the moon twist. Do the moon target. Oh, Apollo 13. Apollo 13. Wow, mix it. Apollo 13. Oh, Apollo 13. Moon target. Moon target. Wow. Apollo 13, moon target. Apollo 13, moon target. Do the moon twist, do the moon walk, do the moon dance. Apollo 13, wah! Apollo 13. un target, a pull of
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
sounding like a long lost Beatles outtake. Yeah. That was The Foot, F-U-T,
See?
On Beacon Records. Have you heard the word? All together now. It was, in fact, after a heavy night in the studio, apparently Tintin and the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Well, Steve Kebner wrote it. He's still around. He's an Australian singer-songwriter.
Yep.
Who was behind Tintin with the... Bill Lorry was also on. Is it Bill Lorry, Steve Lorry? Billy Lorry, who was Lulu's brother, I believe.
Right.
And also Morris, at that time, Morris Gibb's brother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah. Because Tintin's big hit had been Toast and Marmalade for Tea, I think.
I haven't found that, actually, but that may well be the case. But yeah. Anyway... Yep. Morris Gibb, it was interesting. Morris Gibb was also, but this time, very much part of the Bee Gees. And it was one of the few recordings he made outside of the Bee Gees. But in fact, he was still officially a member of the band. So that's why he recorded this single. Yes. So although he was in the Bee Gees, he was still also in The Foot, which is an Australian band.
Oh, well, I'd never heard that before. That is the beauty of this singles list, isn't it? It each week, it looks very uninviting, but when you dig deep and you find the actual tunes, there's some real gems in amongst it, as are us two, Les and Chris. We are the genuine...
It's amazing what you can find with Uncle Google, isn't it? Or Wiki.
Let us continue with the Wall Street Diversion on Concord Records with Jerry the Lipstick Collector. And then we'll follow this with Eartha Kitt singing her version of Donovan's Hurdy Gurdy Man. It doesn't sound possible, does it?
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I open my eyes to take a peep, to find that I sea, gazing with tranquility. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love.
Amazing Eartha Kitt and her version of Donovan's Hurdy Gurdy Man. It was on Spark Records. Eartha Kitt was occasionally in the Batman TV series playing the part of Catwoman. So that was Eartha Kitt and Hurdy Gurdy Man. And she was purring her way through that tune. Now, a single, if you look on the screen, Les, you'll see this one came in a picture sleeve. It is the band Family. And this is called Today.
Hurdy Gurdy, by the way. Yes. For those that don't know, is an old English instrument.
Yeah, sort of a music
played
box.
Played by winding thing on against some string.
A kind of a music box.
Supposedly,
thing, isn't it?
Well, interesting enough, I read a comment there. It said, very similar to the drone you get when listening to Donovan records.
Oh, I love Donovan. I do.
No, so do I.
I won't hear a word said against the chap. And he's still performing now. I saw him in Bournemouth.
Hurdy-gurdy's played a lot in London and folk clubs, and it's sort of on street corners. You know, the typical sort of like one man band type people used to play them quite regularly.
I'm sure some listeners may think we are a hurdy-gurdy.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Let's listen to Family Today on Reprise Records, released on the 1st of May 1970, one of 69 singles.
trying, we'll keep on crying. Bend your way to
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
You down the street, I'll race you for a penny, I'll race you for a sweet, I'll chase you to the roundabout and through the traffic lights, on up past the station and round the building side. I'll race you to the school gates, we'll race around the hall, we'll stop beside the toilet and finish by the wall. Through all our lessons and all our exams too, trying very hard each other to outdo. I'll race you in my mini car with a shade that's all the rage. I won the race to get the car when I won the highest wage. I'll race you for expensive clothes and all that's good in life. I'll race you for a husband, I'll race you for a wife. I'll race you till you're sleeping and restless in your bed. I'll race you till you're aging. I'll race you till you're dead.
That's Christopher. Somebody just called Christopher, a one-off proggy type single on Chapter One Records. And during this last little batch of tunes, we listened to Family and Today and Leon Russell with Roll Away the Stone on A&M Records. And whilst we were doing that, we do communicate between the music, and Les wrote to me. Let's have a look now. Not had as much fun since we used to gather round my shed. I remember those days, Les. Yes, it was. You know, it was about this time of year, May 1970. That must have been the first time my mate Jez Bowles said, "Oh, why don't we go and see Les?" I thought, "Who on earth is Les?" And yes, we went round the corner, past the church in Church Street, and went to this shed. And there you were. There you were.
My old radios and my listening to the Pirates.
Yeah, it was a fantastic military receiver that you had, Les. Yeah, wonderful. You had squelch filters and single sideband suppressed carriers and all the things. I don't know what I'm on about here, but all I knew is you managed to get rid of that jamming signal that started on RNI. Yeah. I think that started about the middle of April. And we came round there and you just about got rid of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't as though you could turn the damn thing round, was it, to try and null out the signal or anything?
Kill them with the dice.
Yeah, and then I wrote back to you just now, if my dear mother was still alive, she would say, Christopher, grow up.
I don't think we have we?
No, it's best not to. That's what I found. So that was the B-side of the Chapter One single from Christopher. We may as well listen to the A-side. This is called The Race.
Sharky's got a tie with a naked lady on it. He made poor Valerie cry when he stole poor Valerie's bonnet. Sharky dreams of football as he goes behind a wall. He said he's going to get a bike if his dad wins spot the ball.
Sharky! Jackie.
Can spit the farthest,
Jackie.
Stays out the latest,
Jackie.
Is the greatest fighter in our avenue,
Jackie.
Raids all the orchards,
Jackie.
Wears dirty trousers,
Jackie.
Annoys their houses down St. Leonard Street. Sharky stays off school and gives cheek to bus conductors. Makes teacher feel a fool when he's trying to instruct us. Sharky smokes 10 cigarettes without once getting sick. His mother never tries to stop him cause she said he's thick.
Sharky
can spit the farthest,
Sharky.
Stays out the latest,
Sharky.
Is the greatest fighter in our avenue,
Sharky.
Raids all the orchards,
Sharky.
Wears dirty trousers,
Sharky.
Annoys the houses down St. Leonard Street. Sharky kicked a ball straight through Stephen Murdoch's window. And that wasn't all, cause it hit his sister Linda. Me and Sharky love to go out to the countryside, climbing trees and tearing sleeves and chasing butterflies.
Sharky
can spit the farthest,
Sharky.
Stays out the latest,
Sharky.
Is the greatest fighter in our avenue,
Sharky.
Raids all the orchards,
Sharky.
Wears dirty trousers,
Sharky.
Annoys the houses down St. Leonard Street. Wears dirty trousers,
Jackie.
Hates Stephen Murdoch,
Jackie.
Reads Sunday papers,
Jackie.
Hates bus conductors,
Jackie.
Annoys the houses.
Right.
Oh, Christopher, with Sharky. His mother never tries to stop him because she says he's thick. I don't think lyrics like that might be allowed nowadays, lads.
No, I know, it's unbelievable. It's a rarity as well.
Yes, it is.
It was actually on Decca. Well, one of the versions.
Well, chapter one is a subsidiary of Decca Records.
Oh, incidentally, that particular track was arranged by none other than Les Reed.
Ah, the man of action.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Which we will surely be hearing soon. That doesn't seem to have been released yet, and yet it was the theme tune to R&I. No doubt we will encounter that very shortly. These are the new singles for the 1st of May 1970. 69 were released that week. You're listening to me, Chris, and him, Les. Now there's a single from Yes. There's a bit of controversy here, whether this single was actually released. Website we check out, 45cat.com, where they try to list every single ever released. They show this has been released in around about July with the A-side as Sweet Dream. But this one is listed as Time and the Word. Doesn't seem to have come out, but the B-side stayed the same, which is what we're going to play now, the single version of Dear Father from Yes.
Look, you need them to open the seed, to see what goes on in the world. Here in my mind, catch the wind and hold on tight to what we'll find, and hear what goes on in the world. Here is all you see, everything is made. We can work it all out.
The old man turned off the radio, said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days, and they play it in the strangest way. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is true? A little boy of three sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of three says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of youth for asking what is true? Young man sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear. The man looked down at his long hair, and although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is true? The young girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. The young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of youth find what is true. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth?
What indeed is truth when the leader of the Western world suggests injecting yourself with disinfectant, drenching yourself in ultraviolet rays, and then wondering why people are asking questions about it?
And he said that he can't believe that what he said has caused so much commotion.
No.
In the media.
It's going to be great. Johnny Cash, What Is Truth, on CBS Records, preceded by Yes, and the B-side of Atlantic 2091004, Dear Father, with some uncertainty as whether the A-side was indeed Time and a Word or whether it was Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams was actually recorded December 69 to February 70, released 1970. July 24th on Atlantic Records.
We shall see. Anyway, we may play Time and a Word in the next hour, or we may play Sweet Dreams. But take us more or less out of this hour, we might squeeze another one in after this. Jethro Tull have a single release this week. A couple of weeks ago, the album Benefit was released. Here's the single edit of a track that we played 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. It's called Inside, and it's definitely words for our times 50 years later. To enjoy life again on the inside. You check these words out, my friends. It's on the vinyl deck, actually. This is the actual vinyl single, so I'm going to press this button instead.
Places I've been make it hard to begin to enjoy life again on the inside, but I mean to. I hate you. I'm sick. outside so far away. And we laugh and we sing, get someone to bring our friends here for tea in the evening. Hold every mix three. Take a walk in the park, 'cause the wind in the dark sound like music to you. Well, I'm thinking it does to me.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Nobody sees her here. Her eyes are slowly closing. If she should want some peace, she sits there without moving. A pillow over the phone. And if she feels like dancing, no one will know it. Giving herself a chance, there's no need to show. Remember now when she was solid in pieces. She's quite content to sit there listening to what he says. How he doesn't like to be alone. To complain, and nothing to fear, they always will be.
B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
someday soon.